Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the big question on everyone's mind. Is AI going to make human labor obsolete?
It's the topic, isn't it? The debate is so polarized. You either hear that we're all going to be unemployed in 5 years, or that it's just overblown hype.
Exactly. On one side, you've got the doomsayers. They're predicting, you know, unemployment spiking to 10 or even 20%. They claim half of all white-collar entry-level jobs could be wiped out in the next 5 years.
That's a terrifying thought. But then, on the flip side, you hear people saying this isn't even real AGI, and it won't fundamentally change anything. So which is it?
Well, the truth seems to be that both of those extremes are flawed. All the best indicators we have suggest AI is going to transform the economy, but not destroy it.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Where do we even start to unpack that?
Let's start with the strange story of radiologists. Back in 2016, one of the godfathers of AI, Geoffrey Hinton, made this huge declaration. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, "People should stop training radiologists now."
Wow, that's a bold statement. He was convinced that within 5 years, deep learning would just be flat out better than a human radiologist.
Completely. And if anyone should know, it's him, right? He's a pioneer of the technology. But here's the twist. He was wrong. It's almost 10 years later, and demand for radiologists isn't zero. It's at an all-time high.
Wait, how is that even possible? I mean, we have AI products now that can detect diseases faster and more accurately than humans. That seems like a complete contradiction.
It does, until you look at the economics of it. It's a concept called Jevons paradox. Essentially, when we gave radiologists AI tools that sped up one part of their job, the scanning, it made scans much, much cheaper.
And when something gets cheaper, people use more of it. So, cheaper scans means more scans?
Bingo. The demand for their services exploded. More scans means more demand for the really complex human part of the job, the diagnosis, the treatment planning, the patient consultation. The AI became a tool that amplified their expertise. It didn't replace it.
That makes so much sense. The technology pushed down the cost of one resource, which then uncovered this massive pent-up demand for the related human services. Has this happened before with other major technologies?
Oh, absolutely. It's a recurring pattern in history. Think about containerization in the 1960s. It made shipping something like 90% cheaper.
I can imagine the dock workers were panicked. Did they all lose their jobs?
Well, some were laid off initially, that's true. But the bigger picture? Global trade exploded. Entirely new, billion-dollar industries in logistics, freight forwarding, and warehouse distribution were born out of that efficiency. The net effect was a massive economic boom.
Okay, I see the pattern. What about a more recent example?
Cloud computing in the 2010s. It made digital infrastructure 10 times cheaper. The traditional IT server admin role didn't just disappear, it evolved. Those people became DevOps engineers and cloud architects, managing infrastructure at a scale that would have been completely impossible before.
So, efficiency doesn't lead to less work. It leads to new kinds of work at a much larger scale. It reframes the job.
You've got it. As Aaron Levy, the CEO of Box, put it, when the cost of doing work goes down, the demand for it goes up. As AI makes it cheaper to draft legal documents or write code, we should expect the demand for a lawyer's counsel or an engineer's expertise to increase, not decrease.
But what about the jobs that seem, you know, really repetitive, like customer service or data entry? It feels like those are different. Surely, those are on the chopping block.
That's the key question. And even there, the thinking is that those jobs will be refactored rather than eliminated. Andre Karpathy from OpenAI argues that these roles will shift into manager or supervisor positions.
So, instead of typing the data in yourself, you're managing a team of AI agents that are typing it in for you. You're overseeing the quality and handling the exceptions.
Precisely. We're already seeing this happen. There are companies out there, like Aoka, that have an AI sales agent for plumbers and HVAC companies. It frees up the human customer service agents to do higher value work,
the stuff that requires a human touch.
So the horribly boring rote tasks get automated, and the job becomes more interesting. You're managing an army of AI agents instead of doing the grunt work yourself.
Yes, another company, Tenor, is automating healthcare paperwork. The admin roles are transforming from data entry to patient care coordination and complex case management. The jobs become more engaging, more human-centric.
So if you're an entrepreneur or just thinking about your career, what's the big takeaway here? Is it to not panic?
I'd say two things. First, do not underestimate this change. The AI transformation is absolutely real, and it's happening as we speak. Don't be like Paul Krugman in 1998, who famously compared the internet's impact to the fax machine. This is huge.
Okay, so take it seriously. What's the second point?
Don't indulge in the doomerism. This isn't the time to sit on your couch and wait for a universal basic income check. AI is the next platform, as big, if not bigger, than the internet itself. The future isn't waiting for a permission slip.
It's being built right now by the people who are leaning in, not pulling back.
That's it exactly. Every great company starts with a founder who decides to take that leap and bet on their conviction. The future is being built by people who see things others don't. The only real question is whether you'll be one of them. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.